Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the launch of Largo Clean Energy. At this time, all lines are in listen-only mode. After the webcast presentation, there'll be a question-and-answer session. Please enter your questions into the Q&A box provided in the webcast portal and press send. If at any time during this call you require immediate assistance, please press star zero for the operator. Note that this call is being recorded on Wednesday, December 9th, 2020, and will be 1 hour long. I would now like to turn the conference over to Alex Guthrie, Senior Manager of External Relations. Please go ahead.
Thanks, operator, and thanks to everyone for joining the call today. We are very excited to announce the launch of Largo Clean Energy and our new line of industry-leading VueCharge Vanadium Redox Flow Battery Systems. Before we begin the call, I would like to highlight the disclaimer section of our presentation, which includes cautionary notes on market and industry data, as well as forward-looking information. These notes are available on our website, and the webcast presentation will be uploaded within the Investor Relations section at largoresources.com following the end of the webcast. With that, I will now turn the call over to Paulo Misk, Largo's President and CEO, to begin the webcast presentation.
Thank you very much, Alex. Thank you, everyone who's attending this call. First of all, I'd like to start with Largo resource purpose, which is provide tech sustainable solutions for a cleaner world. We are a vertical integrated company, so we can ensure vanadium to deliver our solutions. Regarding this Largo clean energy purpose, it's contributing to a lower carbon future through the deployment of our VueCharge. VueCharge is our solution for the energy storage sector. Going forward for the next slide, we have the business rationale. At the base of everything is the growing shift towards renewable energy integration. We need vast amount of energy storage. VRFB are the preferred solution for sustainability, safety, and long-duration application. VRFB have a lifespan of over 20 years, and the electrolyte is usable. That means that electrolyte doesn't generate any scrap. We don't have any vanadium scrap with the VRFB. Largo Clean Energy is a vertically integrated solution that can provide one of the most advanced VRFB systems to the market. We believe that the VRFB is the best solution for long duration. And just to make it clear, we are not talking about having a backup power batteries or a battery to replace the energy due to a high cost during the 2 or 3 hours during the day when the cost is much higher. Those applications is short duration discharge. We are talking about to have a sustainable grid system. We provide the solution to have the sustainable grid system, which means we can solve the we can ensure a system that can have a carbon-free energy and also a very safe storage energy system as well. The renewable energy storage demand has reached an inflection point. You can see in the left graph what's the curve of the projection in the energy storage capacity globally. In the right side, we see the projection of the storage capacity by duration. Note that the duration is starting nowadays, didn't happen before, but it's have a very huge, long duration. Long duration, which means between 4 and 12 hours, market growth of 8 times by 2025, reaching 16 billion worldwide. Global energy storage capacity could grow at that CAGR of 31% recorded 741 gigawatt hour of cumulative capacity by 2030. Aggressive global shift towards a low carbon future, driven by Paris Agreement participants and large scale companies' commitment. The Largo Clean Energy key values. We are an industry-leading vertically integrated VRFB business to provide clean energy storage systems to the fast-growing energy storage market. High strategy and synergetic value. World's largest producer of high-purity vanadium. We have operational excellence and proven track record of delivering on large-scale projects. We have internal commercial capabilities to capture value and growth along the vanadium supply chain. Of course, we will structure the Largo Clean Energy with the very capable professionals in the marketing and other areas to ensure its success. Commercialize the VRFB system. Readily saleable VRFB system to address various industry needs. Unrevealed and patent VRFB technology. An advanced team with decades of VRFB experience. Regarding surging energy storage demand, long-duration energy demand is an inflection point. VRFB is a proven and ideal technology for safe and long-duration energy storage. Ambitious carbon reduction targets for governments and companies globally. We really believe that we can contribute to have a cleaner world and contribute in all the sustainable programs that we're going to see from now. Largo Clean Energy, a vertically integrated VRB business to provide a clean energy storage system. So we are adding a special piece in this puzzle. An experienced team and proven VRFB technology was available in the Bionics company. It has achieved a very high performance and low cost battery. And that happens due to they improve a high density in the system of that technology, which is 3 times better than any other VRFB battery available in the market. Due to this and the scalability, we will provide a very low-cost battery. We have the fast-growing energy storage market, and we are putting a reliable high-purity vanadium supplier in that puzzle. That is, Largo can do better than any other company. We are a unique company because we are the biggest producer of high-purity vanadium. We have a very capable team as well. And the strategy is not to compete in all of the storage battery energy storage opportunities, but on have a long duration, when you have safety, and you have a sustainability as a requirement. The Largo Clean Energy Executive Team is Paulo Misk, myself as CEO, Shazad, which is the VRFB guy, came from Bionics. Arnold Cleve, everyone knows already, that our CFO, and Paul Volant, that's doing a great job as a director of sales and trading. I'd like to introduce Shazad as the VRFB guy. And please, Shazad, let us know your experience and all your capabilities. And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Paulo, and the Largo organization. I and my team are very excited to be part of this organization. We do believe that this acquisition now uniquely positions us and fully enables us to participate in a very exciting market opportunity. I come with 21 years of experience in clean energy. I began this work at Ford Motor Company, working on hydrogen fuel cell and electric vehicle technology. I started my work there in research and worked through a complete production vehicle program on the basis of the Ford Focus hydrogen fuel cell electric vehicle. And then also had, for the latter years there, a leading role in development of Ford's core technology in relation to hydrogen fuel cells and electric vehicles. I exited Ford to join A123 Systems as A123 was interested in developing an automotive product line. I and a few others were hired out of Ford to as founders of the automotive product line, develop that product. And over the course of 5 years, also held, ended my career at A123, or my stint at A123, in a very large operational role, owning the production, high volume production of battery packs, all the way from electrode production all the way through battery pack production. That'd be electrode, cell, module, and pack production, the high volume production in Michigan, that existed in Michigan. After that 5 year stint at A123, I became very interested in actually the grid space, and left Michigan and spent a short time at Ambry, another grid scale company, developing a grid storage product. Short time there in the capacity of VP of Manufacturing and Engineering, but then came upon this very unique opportunity at Vionix. Vionix 5 years ago, and at that time, made a significant pivot. Previously, they were Premium Power and working on zinc bromide flow battery technology, which had significant technical hurdles, but made a pivot at that time to vanadium, and after exclusively licensing IP from UTRC, that really put vanadium redox flow batteries back on the map. This technology was disruptive technology that enabled commercialization of a vanadium redox flow battery, and I was hired on at that time to actually lead the team to develop that commercial product. And I'm happy to say that that's where we are today, and have designed and validated the commercial product. In terms of the work that was done to develop the product, was targeting a grid scale product in the long duration space. Until even recent, I mean, the vast majority of storage deployments in the world today are served by lithium ion, and in markets that require less than 4 hour duration. These markets served use cases such as frequency regulation, peak shaving, some capacity as, markets as well. However, full-scale integration of renewables for development of microgrids and delivering baseload required a very different set of requirements. And these requirements are actually, the requirements are heavy cycling, meaning that a minimum of one full cycle per day. Lifetime targets for grid applications are 20 years and greater and beyond. The requirement for full renewable integration from a duration standpoint is 4 to 10 years. And all these requirements, these three key requirements, as well as others, have to be delivered at enabling costs. This market that Largo Clean Energy, that Largo Clean Energy product targets occupies the upper right-hand quadrant of that chart on this slide. Vionics began the development of this product 5 years ago, and at that time, the industry position also was that 4 hours was sufficient. This is one of the reasons, actually, that inhibited Vionics' success. However, as Paulo also pointed out, there has been a very significant change in that market perception over the course of the last couple of years, where it's now widely recognized, clearly recognized, that there is a need for long duration, and we specify long duration as being greater than 4 hours. There is a need for long duration storage solution, and actually lithium ion does not occupy that space. Lithium ion makes sense from a cost perspective, up to 4 hours and lower life solutions. But when taking these criteria into consideration, meaning heavy cycling, heavy use, long life and long duration, that's where Vionics really has developed a product that claims a space, and that space is in the upper right quadrant of the chart here listed on the slide. So Largo Clean Energy is pleased to be in a position where we can take full advantage of this new market opportunity and has developed a validated product to do so. So the V-Charge product is the most advanced VRV product in the market today. Vanadium flow batteries, however, are not new. The fact is that NASA has demonstrated flow batteries in the 1970s, that Sumitomo has had vanadium redox flow batteries operating for over 20 years. Nonetheless, they were not commercialized. And there were a few reasons for that. One was performance, durability, and cost. The V-Charge system, the product, was developed leveraging a combination of two areas of disruptive IP and the application of automotive design discipline to address the inherent roadblocks to commercialization. This IDFF power density IP was what Vionics had licensed from Raytheon some 5 years ago to develop this product, and it is disruptive IP. It created an improvement in power density that ranges from today 3 and forward going forward up to 5x compared to our competitors. The result of this is a reduction of a battery system size and inevitably also a reduction in cost. This is a key factor in driving cost down and enabling this technology. And then an additional key invention that Vionics was able to successfully develop was this development of high purity, capability of developing low cost, high purity electrolyte. Purity of electrolyte in redox flow batteries is critical to their performance, and it enables long duration discharge. Vionics has developed this proprietary purification process and has proven it at commercial scale, its capability at commercial scale. And actually, it has the capability of eliminating key contaminants at part per billion levels that actually enable this battery's use in long duration, in the long duration space. So the combination of this IP, both the power density IP and this purification IP, with the application of automotive discipline, we were able to develop a product and develop this product to achieve durability targets of 20 years, also required by the grid. Vionics and the V-Charge system has been proven to have a stacked durability out through 40 years, demonstrated with accelerated testing. and also have deployed systems now to the field in the, for over 5 years that have all demonstrated stable performance. And the, last but not least, and absolutely not least, safety is very key requirement, a very key requirement in grid applications. The vanadium redox flow battery is inherently safe as a result of the electrolyte being non-flammable and non-explosive. So it carries with it this inherent feature of being non-flammable. And another very key point in regards to this electrolyte is that it does not degrade as a function of use or time. And that's also a feature that was created with this IP, this purification IP, that we hold. But we have developed this capability also being able to deploy a safe battery solution that's non-flammable, that's non-explosive. The electrolyte does not degrade over the course of time. Vanadium actually has not changed over the course of time. So the vanadium in the flow battery on day one is exactly the same as the vanadium in a flow battery at year 20. And that vanadium and that electrolyte can be taken out of the system and actually repurposed into a new system at that time. So these differentiations and product attributes position this product to be the most advanced solution to serve this market today. And the rendering of the system in the middle of this slide is a depiction of our current containerized commercial product. This product has been UL validated. From a design perspective, we've taken advantage of this inherent ability in flow batteries to independently scale both power and energy. The two long containers in the center are power generation containers, and the containers alongside that, the shorter 20-foot containers, are simple storage containers for electrolyte. So based on the amount of electrolyte or storage containers that you deploy with a power container, you can vary the duration of the battery and hence provide that independent scalability. So the V-Charge product line actually is one in which we take full advantage of that independent scalability. The specifications of the product are listed on this slide. And you can see that we can span a range of 4 up through even 12 hours of duration with this product, depending on the power at which the system is operated. The product has been designed also from a standpoint of lifetime to be a minimum of 20 years, and we've actually offered 25-year bid 25-year projects in this regard as well. Efficiency of the product is 68% round trip at the AC terminals. The product's been designed to work in a wide thermal operating range, an ambient operating range of minus 40 degrees C to plus 45 degrees C. And this is also a very significant attribute to flow batteries in that they can operate in this wide ambient range, whereas competitive technologies such as lithium are restricted. So all in all, I'll wrap things up here on my side in that as a summary is that we have designed, developed, and validated a product that can be optimized for grid applications. The product, alongside the development and validation of that product, we're also able to establish a Asian-based low-cost supply chain and are very excited now to have the support of Largo behind us and availability of vanadium, which now unlocks these inhibitors that prevented us from actually entering this market, but we're very excited now to be at the doorsteps of an emerging market with a product that's ready to go. And I'll transition now to Paul, who can talk a little bit more about that market.
Thanks, Shahzad. Welcome to the team. And thanks, everyone, for joining our webcast today. Commercially, Largo Clean Energy will drastically augment Largo's universe of opportunities, as well as highlight our long-term commitments to the battery market and a green future. Having multiple sector application is essential to carry on with our strategy to grow market share in high purity markets. Along with the start of our V2O3 production in 2021, we are expanding our ability to service all high purity applications in order to get the highest final price for Largo's premium quality products. Sales in the energy storage market will now be our focus, along with the traditional high purity market of aerospace and chemicals. In terms of sales pipeline, we have already identified readily available opportunities for over 7.5 gigawatt hour in the Americas, Europe, and Africa. Largo Clean Energy technical experts will take full advantage of the synergies provided by Largo to hit the ground running with our V-Charge product line. With the fast-growing demand for long-duration and safe energy storage solutions, the time is now, and Largo is ideally placed to seize commercial opportunities to dramatically scale and create value along the vanadium redox flow battery supply chain. And with that, I will now pass it on to Ernest for conclusion.
Thank you, Paul, and welcome everybody. Following up on Largo Energy's service offering, we believe that with the planned technical optimizations by Largo Clean Energy, that VRBs will be competitive and the preferred technology for long duration and safe energy storage at a much higher V2O5 price than today, well above even historical average prices of V2O5. When addressing whether VRFBs are a viable, sustainable, and profitable business opportunity, it is very important to note that when comparing our fledgling VRFB business with existing business lines, we anticipate that quoted vanadium prices would need to be $10 per pound or above to meet or exceed the anticipated profitability of Largo Clean Energy's long duration and clean battery storage business. We believe for this reason and the many operational reasons that our team elucidated today, that our business venture into VRFBs through Largo Clean Energy represents a transformational business opportunity for Largo. With that, we will now open up the call to questions.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now go to any questions that may have arrived from the webcast.
Thanks, operator. The first question comes from Andrew Wong at RBC. What is the competitive landscape for VRFBs? How does the Vionic technology compare to other solutions? And have there been any installations of Vionic?
Shahzad, could you please address that question?
Absolutely. Sorry about that. So in terms of the competitive landscape, as I pointed out, the core IP that we have is disruptive IP. And what that does is position us from a power density standpoint to be, you know, today 3x and within a couple of years 5x that of our competitors. The direct result of that is a reduction in footprint, size of system, number of components within a system, significant reduces the number of components and hence reduces our cost structure. And that's what enables us actually to be very competitive in the long term, competitive from a cost perspective with our competition, both from a standpoint of lithium ion as well as other flow battery developers. And we believe that, but we are by far at least 3 to 5x more competitive in that space. In terms of the systems that we've deployed, we have deployed 3 systems to date. The longest running system has been running for over 5 years now. It's a 160 kilowatt system with a 4-hour duration. That system been deployed at Fort Devens, Massachusetts, in conjunction at a military base near a medical center. It's the target of that system was to actually demonstrate resilience. But with that system, we also demonstrated the capability of delivering capability of performing and meeting requirements of a dozen different use cases tied to the grid. The system has been cycling continuously and in operation continuously for the past 5 years. And alongside demonstrations within our test, multiple test stands in our laboratories where we have demonstrated on our longest running system over 30,000 hours of operation on a stack without degradation. This system that's been grid connected for 5 years is also demonstrating the same with commercial stacks. So we have that as our longest running system and demonstrating durability, improving our durability of our product. We have a second system that was deployed in Worcester, Massachusetts. That is a 500 kilowatt 6-hour system. And that was in conjunction with a wind turbine. At that Worcester site, that was deployed in 2017. It's been running successfully also since then. And we have successfully demonstrated our capability of long duration discharge at that site where we ran 10-hour discharges continuously for months on end. And again, showing no impact of electrolyte degradation or degradation of the system in that regard. And then the third system that we've deployed is actually in Shirley, Massachusetts. That's where we've deployed our commercial design. And the system in Shirley, Massachusetts is a 500 kilowatt, also 6-hour system of the commercial V-charge design. And that's a system in which we successfully completed both UL 1973 and UL 9540 certification. And I'm pleased to say that within 2 weeks of commissioning that system, we were able to complete that testing successfully. So those are the 3 systems that we have deployed to date. We have additional systems that were in the process of being commercial sales that we had secured, and we were in the process of these deployments, and those have been paused in the midst of this acquisition, and we are looking forward to actually re-engaging with those customers and potentially restarting those projects going forward.
Thanks for that. The second question comes from Chris Berry from House Mountain Partners. Of the 731 gigawatt hours of potential energy storage opportunity, how much do you think can be captured by VRFBs, and how much would Largo be looking to capture? Thanks and congratulations on the new venture.
Shahzad, if you could have another go at that. I think most of the questions are going to be for you today, so please go ahead.
No problem. Happy to take that. In terms of that 700 gigawatt hours, I would say that, you know, we are in a position today where we are the most advanced VRFB, technically advanced VRFB solution in the world. And now we've been acquired by the leader in the space of vanadium production. So we are in the high production of high purity vanadium that's also required for redox flow batteries. So I'd say first and foremost, we are very uniquely positioned today with disruptive technology and capability from a vertical commercialization standpoint that is unique in the industry. Now we are at the footsteps of an emerging market, and specifically If you look at the chart that we specified, identifying the $16 billion market by 2025, that's specifically a long duration opportunity. That's from 4 hours up through 12. And today, in the world, as leaders in this space and those that have developed and validated and are prepared to move forward with a product that uniquely addresses that, we believe that we can absolutely have a take on a significant portion of that market. We're leaders in this space. We're ready to it. We're actually prepared and ready. The product is ready to go after that market. So as this door is open, with this acquisition, now we're just enabled to go after it and capture it. So we're very excited, and I believe that, you know, from a standpoint of applying a percentage, you know, that's I would be comfortable in you know, at this point, if we could applying assuming a percentage of 5% of that market would be one in which, you know, one could safely assume as a leader that we could have, that we have the potential of going after and capturing.
Thanks for that. The next question comes from Heiko Haley from H.C. Wainwright. Can you provide some color on the amount of dollars invested into the venture thus far and your expectations over the next 12 months?
Mm-hmm. I can take that as well.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm assuming that that's specific to the monies that have come into Vionic to develop the product, and I can address it from that perspective. There has been about $150 to $170 million in that range of funding that's come into development of that product. The predecessor to Vionic, Premium Power, and Premium Power had been working to develop flow batteries since I believe 2004. At least $70 to $80 million of investment came into Premium Power, which then later became Vionic as we made the pivot, you know, acquisition of the UTC IP and the pivot to Vanadium. Thereafter, the additional funds were invested into the company. The balance of that would have been invested into Vionic. Now, although there was a change in chemistry, the Premium Power product was also a flow battery product, and we were able to leverage, not only retain those that developed that product on our team, but also retain the control knowledge and IP that was developed during the Premium Power days, which then directly applied into the flow battery that was developed as Vionic. So in terms of all the funds that were invested into the company, into that development, it did come over the course of both Premium Power and Vionic. And Vionic was very fortunate to be able to leverage the controls development, the systems and controls development work that was done in the Premium Power days, to take advantage of that investment as well. And in terms of going forward, the key activity at this space is to move forward in terms of our complete the product readiness stage. There is some work that has to be done to, let's say, re-establish the supply chain. Because we've gone through now this acquisition, we have to reconnect with the supply chain as Largo Energies and reestablish that capability as Largo Energies going forward. And then during the course of the next year, we plan on deploying a few projects. There are some commercial projects in our pipeline with customers that are very interested and eager to proceed. There are projects that have been awarded but not contracted. We would follow through with completion of those contracts and then begin the course of deploying those projects over the course of next year, and that means engaging with supply chain and ramping that capability up and reestablishing and ramping that capability up to deliver on those projects. That would be the focus of the next year.
Maybe I can just add something to that, Shazad. I think the other thing, Heiko, and thanks for reaching out today again. One of the important points, very important points here, is that this is a proven commercial solution. We're not in the business of going and doing additional R&D on the product that we can already offer. So this is a product that is commercially ready and ready to go. So while we may be establishing supply chains and all the good things that you would need to do to restart a business or start it in a fledgling state, those things need to happen. But our technology is the lowest cost technology in the market right now as it relates to VeriFees. This is vital. The second thing that I would say is if you look at projects, we have no intention of bidding or engaging in projects that do not earn Largo a profit. So we have great expectations for this business, but we will not be making any R&D or loss-making investments going forward into 2021 and beyond. So I'd like to make those two additional points as well, Shazad.
Thank you, Ernest.
The next question comes from Liu Li from Quick Channel. I was wondering if you could just further explain the transaction details in terms of a technology standpoint, as well as the licensing agreement.
Thank you, Li. Ernest, I think you are the best guy to explain and report the transaction, please.
Sure. So in essence, Vionics has very recently gone through an insolvency process, an assignment for the benefit of creditors. We've been working with Vionics and their various investors over the past 5 months to actually secure certain assets of the Vionics organization. The most important component of those assets is obviously the IP that relates to the purification of vanadium electrolyte. This is a critical component that is then in turn used in conjunction with the stack technology that we obtained by a licensing agreement with Raytheon. So really in terms of what we've acquired by way of assets, we've acquired IP from Bionics. We've acquired some assets, some test stands and some other equipment, software, et cetera. But mostly it relates to the actual IP. And then, of course, the people that we brought along. We've been paying for the employees of the Vionics business along the way here. We haven't waited until we've actually acquired the business to keep them close. We believe in this team. So the transaction has been structured around simply acquiring assets. We have acquired no liabilities and no other exposures that potentially resided within the Vionics group. So it's a clean acquisition of assets. It's not a merger of two organizations. It's the acquisition of assets very simply for shares and warrants as we laid out in our press release.
Thanks, Ernest. The next question is from Lee Cooperman. There's three, so I'll just list them here quickly. Is Largo changing its name, or is Largo Clean Energy a division of Largo Resources? The second one is, are you thinking about the potential of adding EV experts to your board or renewable energy experts to the board? And as management believes that stock is undervalued, you issued stock and warrants at the time that you had excess cash. Why not use cash?
Thank you, Lee. We have a clear view that is Largo Clean Energy. It's an inflection point for Largo itself. It opened a huge avenue for how we approach solutions, technical and sustainable solutions for the world. We really believe that the storage energy solution, you know, will create many opportunities, and it's a complete different view of what we have today. We are doing the adjustment in our structure. We think about the board members and how we have in our board. We still have one seat available, but I need to talk in this regard with our board to be well prepared for this new phase. We do not have this solution yet, but we start thinking about it and discussing about those things. We will define in the future. What was the first question, please, Alex?
The first question was, is Largo changing its name or is Largo Clean Energy a division of Largo Resources?
No, Largo Clean Energy, the division of Largo Resources. We still acting, in providing solutions for the aerospace industry as well, and the chemical sector as well. Both sectors are very profitable, and Largo Resources is the main group. Although we see that Largo Clean Energy has a huge potential, it's a gigantic perspective for that company. But I think other actions will come through in order to provide those solutions in a better way. So it's just starting. We have many other strategic actions regarding the storage energy business.
Yeah, Alex, I can address the last question if you like. I mean, it's very simple to address. We chose to structure the transaction in this way because we really are just still trying to conserve cash. We want to make sure that we keep cash available for this business as we ramp up and start all the things that need to happen to get this business up and running very quickly. So we just considered it from a very practical perspective and then went ahead with really securities and the warrants to execute this transaction. But again, we're very careful with the cash at this stage.
Thanks, Ernest. Thanks, guys. Another question comes from Tony Hammond from Hammond Swain. Is a V2O3 plant required to produce the vanadium electrolyte for VRFBs? And is Largo planning the construction of an electrolyte plant in the future?
Thank you for your question. Basically, we need to have in mind that we start implementing the V203 plant at Maracas. And we have the best high-purity quality material, high-purity vanadium product. And that's the basic. And also, Largo can produce, it's already the biggest producer of high-purity V203. It will be V205 and it will be the V203 as well. But that's the basic to support the all the VRFB batteries and solutions. We will provide the electrolytes. We need to define a strategy because it's a large amount of volume. So we will see what the most advantage way to do that. If we produce electrolytes locally, or if how we're gonna deliver these electrolytes to each battery that we will implement, it's a solution that we still need to define. But for sure, we'll have the whole system in our portfolio.
Thanks, Paulo.
Another question.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Chad.
I just wanted to add one point. I think the question also, is clear, please clarify if I'm mistaken, but the question was also if V203 was required for the production of electrolyte. I'd like to say that V203 is not absolutely required. You can also produce electrolyte just from V205, but the production of electrolyte from V203 is a more efficient process and a more cost-effective process. And hence, the Largo availability of V203 also provides us with a very unique vertical solution.
Thanks for that. Another question comes from James from JRM Investment. I understand that a significant problem in the commercialization of VRFBs is the high capital and maintenance cost of the membrane inside the battery. How have you resolved this problem?
Thank you, James.
I'll let
Shahzad take this answer, as it's a very technical issue. Please, Shahzad.
Could you just please repeat the question once?
Of course. I understand that a significant problem in the commercialization of VRFBs is the high capital and maintenance cost of the membrane in the battery. How have you resolved this problem?
Okay. So in terms of, first I'll talk about the maintenance or the capital cost. Our IP, this power density, high power density IP referred to as IDFF, actually is the key to reducing the overall cost impact of the membrane. It's because it requires less surface area, membrane surface area, and electrode surface area in a stack to generate the same power. Hence, we've reduced the impact that a membrane actually can have on overall stack costs significantly with this IP. Secondly, the same IP, IDFF, IP, and let me just talk a little bit about the IDFF IP. It's actually the IP is a method in which you manage the flow of electrolyte through a stack over the surface of the membrane and electrode. And hence, what that IDFF IP also provides is a very uniform distribution of electrolyte over the course of the membrane and electrode. And as long as you provide a uniform distribution and availability of electrolyte, the degradation that occurs on membranes and electrodes over the course of time does not occur. You prevent that. So this IP is very unique in that it enables the low cost and significant reduction in capital expense, capex associated with these batteries. And it also works to solve a durability problem because of management of flow and uniform flow over the surface of these membranes. And that's what's enabled this combination of these two with the automotive engineering discipline application is what's resulted in us achieving 40-year life without degradation with our stacks. That's very significant. And this was accelerated testing. Bionics endeavored to go and obtain performance warranty insurance. We successfully did achieve securing that product over the course of 2 years of technical diligence. And this was with A-plus rated insurers, NER and Xcel Catlin. They hired external experts to actually evaluate our product, its capability to perform and meet the performance targets and durability requirements. They were very interested immediately in understanding stack performance and required us to actually demonstrate durability of the stack before they would award that product. We developed this accelerated test protocol, got their approval, demonstrated the test, executed the test, and achieved 40 years of life. And that's when we stopped the test with no degradation. Just proving the fact that our design solution does prevent degradation over the course of lifetime of the membrane and electrode.
Gene, I just would like to compliment. We not just have the best performance and high power density battery. You know, those features allow us to have the lowest cost battery among the VRFB. So we have the best technology, and the high density allow us to have the advantage regarding capex and maintenance costs. But when you compare the VRFB that our V-Charge, compared to any other technology or type of battery, like lithium, our battery lasts 20 years or more. And if doesn't generate these scrap, it's because the electrolyte doesn't degrade. So we are competitive in the first supply battery compared to any other for long duration. That's our focus. And compared to any other type of battery. But additionally, our battery lasts about 3 times more than lithium battery. Not generating V squared, but we will reuse our electrolyte for a new battery. It's a completely different concept. So it's anyone, when they think about being sustainable, being carbon free, needs to think about VRFB, because that's the solution. I just heard yesterday that the UK, just the first country to establish a very aggressive plan to have a carbon free in 10, 15 years. And today, when you look at all the batteries and the application, is regarding, let's have a battery for backup power, or let's replace the high cost energy during the peak time. That's not the application that VRFB batteries is focused on. We are focused on to make the grid more sustainable. When you produce high amount of clean energy generation, when you have the solar and wind in a very high amount, the thermal production cannot balance the consumption and production anymore. So you need to store battery energy. So if you have a sustainable system, like solar, for example, you need to have a long duration battery discharge for the whole night. And VRFB is the main solution for those things. Even when you have many cycles, in theory, I'm not the expert of things, but in theory, lithium battery depends on how many cycles it has. If you have just one cycle a day, it may last 6-7 years. Vanadium redox flow battery doesn't matter how many cycles. It has the feature of the vanadium, because you have vanadium electrolyte in both sides of the battery. It doesn't matter how many cycles, it lasts for more than 20 years. The electrolyte can be reusable. So you accumulate capacity of stored energy each time you set one new battery. It doesn't need to replace. It doesn't happen with lithium. And I can see that when you have many cycles per day, how long lasts the lithium battery? I guess each one has a cell phone or a notebook knows how difficult it is after 2-3 years when you have many cycles per day. So VRFB is a unique battery, to be sustainable in a safety issue, because it doesn't burn, doesn't explode. And VRFB, it's a fantastic technology. Not going to compete with lithium where lithium is more, suitable to be used. But in applications that vanadium redox flow battery is the most advanced technology solution, it's unbeatable. So we are not afraid about CapEx. We are not afraid about cost of maintenance and everything. That solution is incredible.
Thanks, Paulo. The next question comes from Andrew at RBC. and we've touched on this briefly, but it's probably good to kind of go over it again. What are the current market conditions for VRFBs, and how many projects are being considered currently, and is Largo actively bidding on any projects going forward?
Thank you, Andrew. We just launched that company one day ago. We were looking for a project in California with 50 megawatt power, 8 hour duration minimum, which fits very well in our application. But you know, to present the proposal was 1st of December, so we lost that opportunity. But many other projects we have only in California, as an example. I will let Shahzad give more details about all these markets, but it's a market that will pump batteries requirements and applications all around the world. When you think that to be compliant with Paris Agreement, government and big companies to reduce the carbon emissions, they need a sustainable solution. But let's just shut up. Could you complement that answer, please?
Absolutely. So in terms of the market opportunity, first I'd say is that you know, we have developed a pipeline, and over the Vionics did work to develop a pipeline, but that was primarily incoming base. One of the difficulties that we experienced as Vionics was the fact that we didn't have the resources to go out and actually engage and put in place a sales and marketing team. So our pipeline was actually developed just based on incoming opportunities. The pipeline, the size of the pipeline is, you know, 750 megawatt hours, greater than 750 megawatt hours right now, of just opportunity that's been developed in our pipeline. And of course, those projects are across different stages. Those, in terms of the type of projects and the markets, the applications that it's rich with, it's focused really on renewable integration. Today, if you look at the pipeline, it is very renewable, focused on, like I say, renewable integration and microgrids in at grid scale, microgrids at commercial scale, and both in front of and behind the meter. And so that, if you look at the DNA of the pipeline currently, it's very focused on, you know, solar, renewable integration, and development of microgrids. Yes, there are some other projects in there as well, serving different markets. We had we actually had a project in Ontario that we were in the process of delivering, which had a very unique application, taking advantage of global adjustment in Ontario and being able to reduce the overall expense of energy by shaving down peaks of energy at peak periods during the year annually. There are some other applications as well that are in the market, but primarily microgrid and renewable integration focused.
If I may compliment here, since we joined forces, and as Paolo said, we only launched Largo Clean Energy yesterday, so we're going through the whole pipeline. But Shahzad and his team have already identified over 20 projects in the Americas, in Europe, in Africa, all of them with rollouts between 2021 and 2024. So it's very real. And we are helping Shahzad and his team now to structure and streamline their commercial approach. So we believe we will be able to capture much more opportunities with a systematic approach and an aggressive approach to commercialization. So many opportunities already there, and many more to come.
Great. Thanks, Paul and team. This is the last question that is presented here. In terms of extraction of the vanadium, will Largo be developing sustainable methods and protocols to avoid harmful waste and preserve environmental ecosystems in the settings where extraction and processing are occurring?
Alex, could you repeat the last part of the question, please?
Sure. Yeah, I'll just repeat it again. In terms of extraction of the vanadium, will Largo be developing sustainable methods and protocols to avoid harmful waste and preserve environmental ecosystems in the settings where we mine the vanadium?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for that question. Largo operation in Maracás, Brazil, is in line with all the sustainable approach that the company has. We have a very small very small footprint there. Just have an idea to produce about 7% of the whole vanadium production. The area that we impact for mine, land, and all waste disposal is 260 hectares. It's a very small area. In fact, of course, we just one mine. We will deploy all the deposits that we have along that trend, which is the 40 kilometers trend. But doing one, we recover and make a revisitation for the other. So it's ongoing process. So we are very responsible in regarding our operation. If you look at the water used, we recycle 94% of the water we use in our plant. And we don't discharge any drop of tailings into the environment. We don't recover 100% because most of the part of the water goes to evaporation. You know, it's gonna rain somewhere, but all our operations, we take very serious all the sustainable issues. Besides these 260 hectares, we have another 4,140 hectares, which we remain untouched. Part of that area was impacted by human beings before, you know, for other activities. And we are recovering those areas. It have a very good index of wildlife, flora, and everything. So I could say that overall, we have a good impact on the environmental point of view, and we are very responsible regarding water usage and everything. I need to highlight one thing that I don't know if everyone have a perception. The fact that the electrolyte doesn't degrade means that we will, each electrolyte that we produce, will just add the capacity of energy storage, you know, even more and more. We don't need to mine additional vanadium to replace the battery or the vanadium in the battery that we have already implemented. It's something that it's a perfect word regarding natural resource that the human being used for their comfort and their well-being. So we are very happy to contribute to make the green the world greener. You know, with a solution that it's accumulation, like a building a wall, that each brick that you put on that wall, you don't need to replace. Never. You know, the electrolyte, we can reuse it. We have the patent to purify it and can be using in one battery after other. So we are very happy that we can provide very sustainable solutions to make the green the world better, and it makes us very proud of it. Thank you very much, all everyone that doing questions, and we are available for any inquiries and or questions that you may have later. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paulo. I'll just restate that the webcast recording will be available on our website following the end of this call, as well as the presentation. Please reach out to us via the contact section of our website at largoresources.com, and we'll be happy to answer any additional questions that were not answered on the call today. Thanks, everyone, for attending the call, and have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference call for today. We thank you for participating and ask that you please disconnect your lines.